And let's keep talking taxes and turn to the next installment in our 12 Days of Tax Deductions. As the debate goes on over the federal budget, we've been parsing some of the deductions and credits in our notoriously complicated tax code. Today, a credit that's actually set to expire at the end of this month. It's the adoption tax credit. It's been around for 15 years, but unless it's extended, next year it will be available only to families who adopt kids with special needs. A couple years ago, as part of the health care overhaul, the credit was refundable, which meant more families could use it. Joe Kroll is with the North American Council on Adoptable Children.
The most remarkable thing about the credit in 2010 is it not only helped people who adopted in 2010, it helped people of limited tax liability who had adopted in 2005, 6, 7, 8, and 9, because when you claim your tax credit, you have 5 years to use it.
Now, the latest numbers from the IRS show that in the year 2010, about 97,000 people claimed the adoption credit, costing the government just over $1 billion. Kroll is among the advocates hoping the credit is extended.
The only thing that's left is the original permanent credit of $6,000 based on expenses for families who adopt special needs children from foster care.
Tomorrow, we will learn about a popular deduction for state and local taxes.